From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, and via the mail, it's box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I want to start today's broadcast with a Facebook question. It's a question that's become increasingly prevalent. It comes in over and over again because of the legalization on a national scale of marijuana in Canada. That's not the case as yet in the United States. In the United States, marijuana remains illegal under federal law, but the legalization of medical marijuana in 29 states has now morphed into legalization of recreational marijuana in 9 states, in Alaska, in Washington, in Oregon, in California, Nevada, Colorado, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine, and also in Washington, D.C. No surprise there. But again, I've been getting questions on marijuana as a result of the legalization by an entire country, the country of Canada. They're second in this process. Uruguay, of course, was first. And so Rand wanted to know whether marijuana is a sin to use. And Paul asks me and the staff, hello, Hank and staff, I love your show and listen to it whenever I can. I'm a truck driver, and so I usually have lots of time to listen to your wonderful show. My question for Hank is it ethical to invest in marijuana stocks? It's going to be legal in Canada, and this legal marijuana market is expected to expand about 10 times this next decade, and so I'm wondering whether it'd be sinful to invest in marijuana stocks. And that, of course, is a very interesting question as well. So two different questions there, both having to do with marijuana use. And let me point out in general that you think about this whole idea of legalization, my mind immediately goes to morphine. It's used by the medical community for pain, but its medical use should not be a pretext to legalize morphine or, for that matter, heroin for recreational use. A lot of other people will say, well, it's kind of like having a beer. But think about this. Having a beer is not necessarily an impulse towards intoxication, but smoking a joint is very definitely in order to feel the effects of intoxication. And I'd say one other thing. You know, I happen to be supporting Planned Parenthood. Probably should say something immediately after I said that. I said that only because I'm paying taxes, but I most certainly would not do so voluntarily. And I think the same thing is true with respect to marijuana stocks. I would not knowingly invest in them. Obviously, some marijuana stocks have done very, very well, but the fundamentals for others has not been so good. For example, Insys Therapeutics, which has a market cap, I think, of around $650 million, lost two-thirds of its value a few years ago. So it's not a safe bet, and I think we'd be best off as Christians not to invest in marijuana stocks. And if you did, you still have to check out the fundamentals of those companies, because some are not going to do very well, and others are going to do very, very well. So I think better to invest in companies that you can feel proud of investing in. In terms of marijuana in general, I think because of the inherent dangers of marijuana, we as Christians ought to reject the reefer culture. And I've talked about some of those dangers over the years, dangers like psychological problems that include memory impairment or hallucinations, sleep deprivation. Physical maladies range from respiratory illness and cardiovascular disease to detectable alterations, actually, in the chemistry of your brain. So there are psychophysical problems inherent in the reefer culture. But there are also occult dangers that I have noted from time to time. For example, in China, the shamans employ cannabis to connect with ancestors in the spirit world. Or I think about the Sufi Muslims who use cannabis as a contrivance for various spiritual explorations, or Rastafarians who use the weed to indulge in various religious rituals. And even the Buddha is said to have partaken on his pathway towards enlightenment. And so while achieving higher states of consciousness and discovering secret truths or becoming one with the cosmic consciousness of the universe might sound glamorous at first, the skeletal remains of such perilous spiritual diversions continue to multiply around the world. One last point, and that is when people are smoking or eating pot, there's simply no objective way for them to control dosages of tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the psychoactive chemical in marijuana. By and large, people simply partake until they achieve a high. And a dosage of as little as 7 milligrams of THC can be an unwelcome gateway to spiritual and psychophysical maladies. And of course, we're called to be stewards of both the physical and the metaphysical aspects of our humanity. And to fail to do that is a grave sin against the very one who created us in the Imago Dei, or created us as icons of God. So you might be able to remember those points. I have them outlined in my book, The Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated. But I actually took those points, and the reason I can remember them myself is because I forged them around the acronym POT. So are we going to POT? Well, most likely we are. Canada most certainly is going to POT. It is now federal law. You can smoke marijuana anywhere you want. You can buy it. There's no illegality in doing it in Canada anymore, as well as in Uruguay, as I mentioned earlier. But at least the acronym stands for the psychophysical problems that I outlined, the occult dangers or the spiritual dangers. So the P is the psychophysical problems, the O is the occult or spiritual dangers, and the T is the THC liabilities. So again, the active ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol is dangerous, and it is also hard to control. And of course, people that are smoking, quite frankly, let's face it, are doing it because they want to get high. Quote of the day, and then when I come back from the break, we're going to go right to your calls. A lot of you hanging on. The quote of the day comes from Ed Stetzer, who holds the Billy Graham Distinguished Chair for Church Missions and Evangelism at Wheaton College, who said this, and I think this is an important quote, listen carefully, nominal Christians are like, they're like marathon runners. Marathon runners who signed up for a race, got their official number, bought the fancy running gear, but then never went out and did the actual training ahead of time. They can't run the race because they have not prepared. They haven't developed the habits of faith. Habits like prayer, Bible study, worship, habits that would transform them into true disciples. They are not part of a community that can sustain and inform their worldview. They have the t-shirt, but not the ability to compete and complete the race. And so, they run in vain. Again, words of wisdom from Ed Stetzer. We'll put them up on the web at equip.org. When we come back from the break, I will be going directly to your calls. And do remember, this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. And I deeply appreciate all of you standing shoulder to shoulder with me, prayerfully and financially, in the battle for life and truth.
If you were going into combat, what would be more important, the number of those who were for you or the number of those who were with you? Now, apply that question to today's battle for the hearts and minds of literally millions of people at home and abroad. That's what makes members of CRI's support team so vital. They're not simply for CRI's critical mission, they're standing with CRI each and every day. If you want your voice and your values to be heard 24/7 through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, become a member of CRI's support team today. Just call 888-7000-CRI to stand with CRI daily in the battle for life and truth. And as our thanks, Hank Hanegraaff will personalize to you a copy of his black leather-bound, silver-embossed Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. Hank will be back right after this. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.
In The Lord of the Rings, Tolkien's character Faramir voices the thoughts of countless soldiers throughout history. War must be, while we defend our lives against a destroyer who would devour all. But I do not love the bright sword for its sharpness, nor the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory. I love only that which they defend. If you too love what together we defend, our faith, biblical truth, and our freedoms, become a member of CRI's support team today by calling 888-7000-CRI. And as our thanks, Hank Hanegraaff will personalize to you a copy of his black leather-bound, silver-embossed Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. That's 888-7000-CRI, or simply visit our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. To the phone lines, Don in Dover, Delaware, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Don.
Hey, sir. How you doing, Mr. Hank? Appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm a truck driver. I was talking to a buddy of mine today, and I've been listening to Sirius FM for about a month and a half now, pretty much all day, every day, except for on the weekends. But anyhow, we got to talking, and he was telling me that King Constantine dude, put together the Bible. He's the one that said, hey, you know, this is how we're going to put this thing together. And he was saying that they left scriptures out. Well, I told him, I said, I didn't know anything about that. I never heard anything like that, but I told him, I said, I think I can give this guy a call today. I know he probably has the answer. So that's why I was giving you a call to see what you thought.
Yeah, it's absolutely untrue. The reality is that Constantine has been, as an emperor, blamed for all kinds of things. And the reason that people buy into this delusion is they simply do not know their history. So oftentimes we're told that Constantine tampered with the Bible or chose what he wanted to be the Bible based on his power as the emperor, the Roman emperor. And they oftentimes subscribe this to the Council of Nicaea in 325. And when they do, you can quickly know they're telling you a story or they don't know what they're talking about, because if people know about the seven ecumenical councils, they will realize that the First Council of Nicaea condemned the Arian heresy, defended the biblical view that the Son is homoousios, of the same essence with the Father, not homoiousios, of a similar essence, and did not deal with the canon of Scripture at all. Of course, there was more than one Nicaea Council. I'm talking about the first. The second was something altogether other. That took place in 787 and condemned the iconoclastic heresy. But again, this is all part of historical revisionism. The canon was never changed. The canon is a function of that which was circulated in the church and were the declarations of eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I've written about this in various places. You can find more information on the web at equip.org. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to John in Richmond, British Columbia, Canada, listening on KARI. Hi, John.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I just wanted to ask your opinion, of CRI's opinion. I've been hearing a common theme lately of this preacher on the radio called Dr. David Jeremiah, and he's been really pushing the idea of his exact quote was that God was scientifically engineering problems and sending them into Christians' lives. One of the examples he gave is that God would come and break the leg of a lamb and then put the lamb on the shoulder. And you know, I looked into this, and I couldn't find, any historical, cultural, example of this in Israel, this is, or even in folklore, or even in the Bible. It's paramount to saying that, oh, a person receives cancer. Well, that's just God, you know, putting you into order. You know, that's why God sent that in. I wonder if he's confused. I think he's got the devil confused with God, because I think that's the devil's job, to send diseases and problems into people's lives. I just was wondering what, I'll just listen in on what you have to say on this, because I just didn't find it was biblical.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard what David Jeremiah has said in this regard, but I can tell you this, that God does bring circumstances into our lives, not just for the healing of our bodies, but for the healing of our souls as well. And I remember when I was diagnosed with cancer, Dr. David Jeremiah was one of the first people to call me and to encourage me and to pray with me, and I will never forget that. I was deeply impressed by that, particularly from the perspective that he could identify with me, because he also had been diagnosed with cancer and was able to go through his battle with cancer in a victorious way. But that battle with cancer was transformative in his life, and I can say the same thing in my own life, that the exigencies of cancer have been transformative to me as well. So when we look at the scriptures, what does the Lord say? The Lord says, who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf? Who makes him mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. This was Moses, of course, not wanting to be the messenger, the oracle of the Lord to the people of Israel, and coming up with all kinds of excuses. And God, through this passage, is admonishing Moses. So yeah, I mean, sickness and suffering certainly can be brought on in a lot of different ways. Sometimes our cancer is a function of how we relate to the world around us, whether we eat the proper foods or exercise. I mean, there could be all kinds of reasons, and I'm not a prophet, and I can't assign the reason, whether it is my lack of diligence in terms of my physical conditioning or God using this as a solution to a soulish problem, where through the difficulties, the exigencies that you go through, you come out, you are poured out, as Spurgeon said, in new and better fashion. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Cody in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, CHRB. Hi, Cody.
Hello, Hank. Big-time listener. Agree largely with you. But there's this thing that's been bothering me about what a guy's been talking about at work, who's a Christian. He believes in flat earth, so I'm not getting on that, but he's listening to apparently this one guy, I forget his name, that apparently the real Israelis or Jews are African, and that Israel is actually located in just north of South Africa, which, of course, I disagree. I just want to hear your arguments about the facts and the biblical facts to refute this. And I'm just going to go to the radio because my phone's going to die. So.
Yeah, it's all nonsense. And, you know, this is all part of the Black Hebrew Israelite movement. And we've written about this in the Christian Research Journal. A lot of this has to do not only with locational problems, but also with language problems. According to the Black Hebrew Israelite adherents, it is misguided to use the term Jesus. Instead, it is incumbent upon adherents to use the Hebrew rendering Yeshua. And as I pointed out on the Bible Answer Man broadcast many times, that makes no sense whatsoever. As far as flat earth mythology is concerned, I mean, we have this vestigial prejudice. And this is the idea that modern man is far more sophisticated than ancient man. And modern man who points back to ancient men are kind of cavish. But the truth of the matter is, modern man may have an accumulation of knowledge, an accumulation that has produced innovations. We have iPods and so forth. The genius that produced the pyramids, however, did not suddenly become benighted when gazing at an ancient sky? It simply does not take a rocket scientist to recognize that a lunar eclipse is not produced by a flat Earth. The problem is that postmodern people do science well, but have become increasingly unsophisticated in the art and science of biblical interpretation, which, of course, alludes to both of the issues that you mentioned, both the Black Hebrew Israelite issue and the flat earth issue. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live on the Bible Answer Man broadcast when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. This is a broadcast and a ministry, quite frankly, supported by listeners just like you. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our daily commitment here at CRI is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to order resources or listen to the broadcast online, visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. Of course, you can write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.